Urban Organics is a growing community that is aware about our environment and the impact we cause for our future generations. Urban Organic has a hydroponic systems that can supply us with herbs and other edible plants for sustainably and to give us much joy and satisfaction. With us is Aaron, is that right?
That's it.
Carlos, welcome to Zara's Kitchen. Please
cool,
tell
thank
us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please tell us more about yourself.
All right, so my name is Aaron. I'm 22 years old and I was born and raised in Cape Town. And I basically, from matriculating, I got myself involved with family business, which I find is my passion. And through family business, I made my way through the printing industry, into trophy industry, into coffee, and finally into urban organics. So I find myself being into a lot of different areas, and I think I've found my niche.
What is hydroponic systems?
Okay, cool. So the term hydroponics has been around for many years, and it basically originated from the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. But what happened was in about the 1960s, someone took the concept and modernized it. So what is hydroponics? It is basically the art of growing without soil. Plants do not need soil to grow, and they do not need sunlight, believe it or not, in this day and age. So hydroponics is basically taking water with nutrients and growing your plant.
How did you get involved with urban organics?
So how I got involved was, back in the day when I was busy running a coffee shop, it was a small coffee shop. We were basically just doing express coffees for a print shop. And what happened was we got very involved with it and we started to do a little menu. And because of that, I had the thought of maybe growing our own little herbs on the balcony. And from that, I decided to have a look at different ideas of growing because I wasn't really a green thumb. Growing up, I was never a green thumb. So I went online, I looked at different ways to grow plants, kind of a thing. And I came across hydroponics. And what I did was me and my father, we created a hydroponic system. And basically, we started using it on the balcony. And it started to work. Plants were growing. All our clients that came to have food and coffee saw it, and they all said, wow, I want one of these. And that's where Urban Organics was sparked. We started making more systems, perfecting them, and it's basically been a massive successful road up till now, where we are today.
How did the idea for Urban Organics come about?
So it came apart with actually the coffee shop, me running the coffee shop and wanting to grow herbs. That's where everything sparked.
Please tell us more about your projects you're running at schools.
So the schools project is something that Urban Organics is very focused on. It's actually one of our latest, and it's not a latest project, but because we've only been around, we've only been operating Urban Organics for a year and a half, it's still a fresh project. But basically what we plan on doing is having a hydroponic system put into schools to educate learners on the ease of growth. And because we see hydroponics as the future of farming.
Today our theme is mental health awareness. Do you think gardening could be an activity to help children calm down and be more happy?
100%. I know a lot of people that do gardening find it very therapeutic for the mind and the soul. So I'd say I'm not very familiar with different kinds of the mental awareness, and I'm not that familiar with it, but I'd say that gardening can really help, especially just planting a seed, and the joy of watching it grow can really satisfy someone.
Does plants that grow with water grow faster or slower than plants in soil?
They do. So if you picture a plant in soil, their root system generally grows very wide, very long. So if you take a plant out of the soil and it's got long roots, you know that it's spent a lot of its energy searching for water in the soil. In hydroponics, plants don't search for water because they constantly have it, which means that they can focus their energy on growing instead of looking for water. So that's why the yield in hydroponics is much better.
What differences are in are there in food that if you grow them in your method?
So differences, I'd say probably taste. A lot of people say hydroponically grown food tastes better, probably because you're giving the plant what it wants all the time, which is food and water. Some plants that grow in soil have been grown to just look nice, and that they lose their taste. Plants that grow hydroponically are fresh and they have a better taste, in my opinion.
When you tell people about hydroponics, do they ever think it's weird?
I've never had that. I think to everyone that I've mentioned hydroponics to, they've always been interested. So I find that, yeah, it's definitely something that's going to become a big thing in Cape Town, South Africa soon. It's massive all over the world. America, all the schools in America are learning about hydroponics. So it's definitely something of more of an interest than a weird.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I'd just like to say, do you guys like growing plants, or are you guys involved with growing plants at all?
No.
No, not at all.
Plants?
Is it?
No.
Okay, because if you do, I'd actually like to welcome you guys to a workshop that we run at our actual offices in Maitland. If you guys would like to join, you're more than welcome to. We teach about hydroponics. You guys can actually learn more. And if it is something that you guys really like, we would love to donate something to you guys to actually utilize and actually learn more about hydroponics.
Because
we
feel.
Yes, I think you guys would really enjoy that, yeah.
If it would be cool, then why do you put your face like that?
I said it would be cool. Stop being jealous.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Just something to remember us and that you're here.
I really appreciate it.